Hey, outside the box again. Trying to have features that are worth listening to. Today's topic is equal pay for equal work. I recently went to a legislative hearing on proposals to raise the minimum wage in Maine. The testimony brought out several clear problems with our economy in its current form. One was that economic inequality between low-income and wealthy people is huge and is getting larger. Second, most people who are paid low wages can't live decently on them. They need at least a living wage. And third, some business owners that employ people fear higher wages will cause them to lose money, and possibly for smaller businesses, their survival. Despite arguments that a living wage of $15 an hour will both allow more people to live a decent life and improve the economy for businesses, many at the hearing were still unconvinced. They feared the threat of layoffs and a few businesses shutting their doors. But that's the inside-the-box debate that's gone on for years. My take is that we need to rethink why we have an economy. There are few economists, or anyone else, who actually answer this simple question. I did find a few explanations, which I spliced together to create a definition that makes sense to me. The purpose of an economy is to produce, distribute, and use goods and services to provide for the well-being of all humans. People have to create those goods and services. Then, in return, they get enough to meet their basic needs. That's my definition. It's not about profits, or wages, or even about money. It's a give and take, or trade-off, producing or providing what all people require and getting what we need in exchange. Can we create an economy that does that? If so, how? Here's one possibility. Issue each person in the economy a ration card, or chits, or monopoly money, or real money, something they can use to get what they need. They can spend it on whatever they want. In exchange, each person gives a certain amount of time, say 35 hours per week, to the economy. They produce items, offer a service, or do something that benefits others. Each person would get the same amount per hour, say $20, for the time they give to our economy. If someone wants to contribute less to the economy, they would get less chits or money. 20 hours gets you half of what someone contributing 40 hours would get. Currently, our economy is based on paying people primarily for their skills or education. If you graduate from college or have specialized skills, your job pays more, even though you may make the same contribution to the economy as someone else who has less education and fewer skills. But if we want to focus on why we have an economy, it's not about skills or education. It's about the contribution each person makes of time and energy, whatever their skills and experience. Give of yourself, and you get something in return. Having an economy like that might solve the problem of inequality while meeting basic needs and protecting businesses. Are you ready to try an economy that's not education and skills-based, but time-based? How would that kind of system feel to you? I'm Larry Danziger, wanting an economy that treats everyone equally and can ensure enough for us all.